Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Sarah Sladek is here. Sarah is a new friend. She's a CEO, founder of XYZ University. She's a leading researcher of generational insights, the author of 5 books, including the bestseller Talent Generation and a Brand, which is just out, and how visionary organizations are redefining work and achieving greater success. She's our new friend. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. So you're here to talk to us about the Gen Z group, which are the oldest ones are around probably, well, they're under 20 right now probably, right? That's the best way to say it?
Actually, the oldest this year will turn 22.
So. Oh, 22. Okay. Well, the lines are a little, whenever one generation moves on, another one joins, the lines are a little mushy there, aren't they? So for a lot of times, but somewhere in that neighborhood. But basically, the oldest Gen Zs are in college somewhere along in that period of time, and they're just starting to hit the workforce. But before we get to them, let's touch on their older brothers and sisters, Gen Y. Now, Gen Y is just now fully establishing itself, isn't it? Out of college. Making relationships, working, developing their professions, developing personal relationships, marrying, buying houses, et cetera, et cetera. They're just now making their mark, aren't they?
Right.
And we're having some difficulty with that, aren't we, us older folks?
Exactly, yes. Generation Y, also known as millennials, came into the workforce. They are right now the workforce majority. I think a lot of people still think that it's baby boomers, and it has been a time of transition because the baby boomers were the majority of the workforce for 34 years.
We were the big dogs, 76 million of us, and we thought we were something, didn't we?
Right, exactly. And so now basically your children, for the most part, the millennials, are an even larger generation than the boomer generation, and they're influencing a lot of change. Partly, yes, because they were raised in a digital era. We started moving towards technology, but for other reasons, too. They are the most diverse generation. They are the best educated generation. They are the most debt-ridden generation.
And the most coddled. And the most coddled generation.
Yes, right. The most protected and provided for generation. We've seen a lot of change on the horizon, yeah.
Right. And that all of that Sarah just said, we're going to stick to the workplace, creates issues for work, for employers. My experience, Sarah, is that and they're not all this way, not all. And by the way, I like to begin our conversation about millennials by saying this because I believe it and I mean it. They're probably the best human beings we've ever raised. With all their quirks, with all the annoying things that they can do, they're probably the best people we've ever raised. What do you think?
Well, I think every generation has tremendous attributes and skills to offer, which makes it a great
But I think they're the most guileless, they're the most unassuming, unpretentious generation I've ever been around. And they've got other issues, but those aren't one of them. But my point is this: I want to say that so people don't think I'm just beating up on millennials. But when many of them show up at the workplace, it's not enough just to train them and employ them. Sometimes you have to teach them how to act. You have to raise them. That's been my experience. What do you think?
Right. No, I agree. Millennials have been raised in close connectivity relationships with their parents. And so then they go into the workforce and they think, well, here are the adults and I'm going to have this really close relationship with whoever's managing me. And they tend to approach it a little casually.
Right.
And then, you know, a lot of our workforce is, hey.
And when they talk to their bosses, they don't mean to come across as flippant or disrespectful.
Right.
But they are. It does come across that way.
Yes. Right. They expect it to be a little bit more of a friendship almost.
Right. That's right.
And,
that's
of course,
right.
that's not quite how the mm-hmm. world has worked.
So now let's make the transition to their little brothers and sisters, the Z's. How are they mm-hmm. different? How are they the same?
So they're the same in that these are really the first two generations of the post-industrial era, kind of mm-hmm. the first technology-raised era. And so they have that in common. What's really different is that Z's have been raised in this post-recession era. And so they've observed their millennials' counterparts work hard, go to college, and not have jobs available and really worry mm-hmm. about money. So we find that Z's are very concerned about the future. Z's have been raised during the most disruptive decade in history.
Right.
So they're very concerned about their personal future as well as the world's future. Mm-hmm. And they kind of carry that weight of the world on their shoulders.
Are they cynical?
I would say so. They're cynical, but they're always looking for solutions. Mm-hmm. So they say, you know, this isn't really working. How are we going to make it better?
Mm-hmm.
And they have a mentality of, I am personally responsible for improving the world. It mm-hmm. is vitally important that I step up and do something to make it better.
What about their the way they deal with each other socially? Because the millennials were completely different socially than baby boomers. How's this group? How do they deal with each other?
Right. So we found millennials are very wired to be collaborative. And we find that these differ in that they are wired to be very independent thinkers. And so, you know, again, both skill sets are really advantageous in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, our firm, XYZ University, we just did a global survey of Generation Z's, and I felt that one of the big surprises is that Z's actually prefer face-to-face communication.
Wow.
They said 43% said they would rather communicate
wow.
face-to-face, whereas
that is huge. That is a huge discovery.
It is
Hold on
huge.
To that thought, Sarah. I need your website quickly, please.
It is xyzuniversity.com.
That's pretty quick. Sarah Sladek and I will be right back with more on that research, folks. Fascinating stuff, right? I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.